An investigation by the U.S. military has found guards at the notorious Guantanamo prison camp responsible for the death of a Yemeni inmate in 2012. According to the probe, prison guards and medical staff had failed to follow procedure in handing out pills to Adnan Latif, who seems to have died of overdose. The guards also didn't check on Latif in his cell, which was another violation of procedure. The revelation was made by the Washington Post. The Daily has quoted Latif's lawyer as saying that the guards treated the inmate, who was suffering from mental issues, as a walking drugstore. Latif was among the first detainees to be brought to Guantanamo. He'd been captured in Pakistan near the Afghan border in 2001 when he was seeking free medical care for brain injuries he'd received in a car crash. We're going to speak to Mark Mason now. He's an activist and political commentator, and he's joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, this blatant disregard for procedure, so to speak, in Guantanamo is extremely disturbing. What do you make of it?
I don't understand why President Barack Obama doesn't receive charges for murder, essentially, for the death of Mr. Latif. Mr. Latif was purchased by the U.S. military. There was never, ever any kind of, even a trace, a hint of any kind of evidence that Mr. Latif was ever associated with in any way that has to do with terrorism or terrorists. None. He was purchased off the street, sold by the Pakistani government to the U.S. government. Reports are that he was paid, perhaps he was purchased for perhaps $5,000 or more, and he was there for more than 10 years. It's a violation of due process, a violation of the Geneva Conventions, gross human rights violations. He's one of many prisoners at Guantanamo prison who should not be there.
Mr. Mason, what this also highlights is that lack of oversight with Guantanamo Bay prison hidden away, so far away from U.S. mainland as well. There is, and so much secrecy surrounding it, there is that lack of oversight which lets these officials get away with what you just called daylight murder.
And we're left at this point to believe the military report. The situation could have been far worse. Mr. Latif is known to have been subjected to torture. He was in solitary confinement for either 2 or 3 years. He was suffering from physical brain damage that he received in 1994 from a car crash. So we have an individual who didn't belong there under any circumstances. He did not belong there. He had serious known medical conditions. And under circumstances like this, when an individual is responsible for another individual and they know that they have serious medical conditions, they know that they're taking serious medical risk with this person, they are legally culpable for that death.
All right, some very disturbing course of events there. That was activist and political commentator Mark Mason joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.